This Breakfast with Ben's podcast on the Fans First Network, brought to you by Gerger Construction. It's not too soon to start planning your dream deck. They build decks year-round, and they're booking into spring and summer 2024. Gerger Construction is a small burg business specializing in decks, pergolas, railings, and fencing, fully insured, licensed, and now offering financing options. Go to gergerconstruction.com to get your free project estimate or to schedule your deck safety inspection today.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's the third in our series of 2024 NFL Draft Podcast with Matt Williamson, former pro and college scout, my colleague over at DVE, Fox Sports Radio 970, of course, Steelers Nation Radio, brought to you by Gerger Construction, a small burg-based business specializing in decks, pergolas, railings, and fencing. Fully insured, licensed, and now offering financing options. Go to gergerconstruction.com to get your free project estimate or to schedule your deck safety inspection today. Not too soon to start planning your dream deck, booking into summer 2024. If you look in the podcast page, you can go back and see where you can get the links for our first two podcasts on the defensive side of the ball. Friday's was on the front seven. We started off Thursday talking about the defensive backs. Today, time to talk about the pass catchers, the wide receivers, and tight ends. And Matt, I know that you thought last year's tight end class was elite, one of a kind. We're probably not going to talk too much about tight ends this year with the Steelers. They drafted one last year in Darnell Washington. They've got a starter in place in Pat Freiermuth. And it doesn't look like this year's tight end draft class is all that stacked. Wide receiver sure is, and the Steelers have a need there. We'll get to the wide receiver soon, but I just kind of wanted to start by going back in time a little bit. You were so high on that tight end class a year ago. How do you think those guys ended up panning out as rookies in 2023?
Very well, very well. And it used to be, I think people know I play a lot of fantasy. I've done a lot of fantasy podcasting. And it used to be, boy, don't draft a rookie tight end or a second-year tight end for fantasy. Well, times are changing. These guys are coming to the league and making instant impacts as rookies. Laporta, Kincaid, most of them looked really, really good. The two Green Bay guys, frankly, Washington was probably the least impressive, or certainly used the least of the guys that went in the top three rounds. So no, I think that's going to go down as one of the better tight end classes we remember. This year's group is the polar opposite. It's got Brock Bowers and a bunch of long shots. And I don't even know if I don't know what it would even take for them to draft a tight end in this class.
Understandable. Agreed. So let's get to the wide receivers then. Steelers fans know that the franchise needs multiple guys at wide receiver because right now it's George Pickens, who I don't really feel comfortable calling a number one, but he's their number one right now. And I don't think they have a number two. I don't know if they have a number three. Barring a big trade, which is what I'd like to see the Steelers do, but barring a big trade, what do you see them doing at the wide receiver position, and what do you think of this draft when it comes to the talent at the position?
Well, let's start at the top. Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze. It might go down as Ben Eli Rivers of the wide receiver draft history. And frankly, any year, all three of those guys would be first one off the board. I don't think any of them gets out of the top 10. They might combine to go to 18 Pro Bowls between the three of them. I think they're all superstars. And no, I don't think the Steelers can trade up for one because it would be too expensive and they have too many other needs. So, and then it gets us to two guys that I think are very worth the 20th overall pick. And that's LSU's Brian Thomas Jr. and Texas's A.D. Mitchell. And both of whom are kind of Martavis Bryant Pickens-like, big, fast, explosive receivers that have some holes in their games and some work to do, but are loaded, loaded with talent. And I would understand either one of those guys coming off the board at 20.
Mitchell's the guy that ran the 4.3 40, right?
Yeah. To me, his 40 is better than Worthy, his teammates, because he's, 205 pounds.
Worthy's like a 4.21 guy. He's the one that broke the record, right?
Yes.
At 5'11".
Yes. He's 165 pounds. So he's just under 6 feet. He is not only a deep threat, the Ted Ginn type, but he's more football player than track athlete, but he also doesn't handle the physicalities of the game particularly well. I would not consider him in the first round, but I bet he goes because somebody will be enamored with his immense speed.
Given that, then, if they are as high on the offensive line as we think, and we'll talk about the offensive line tomorrow, but if they are as high on the offensive line at tackle and center as we think, are we ruling out them going wide receiver at number 20? And if we are, what can they get? Who can they get in rounds 2 or 3? Because I think they need numbers at the position and quality too.
Their need there is massive. As you mentioned, I think they have a strong number 2 that aspires to be a 1 and 3 4s. So that probably when it's all said and done, one of them will be on the outside looking in. I don't know that all 3 of those guys make the team. I thought by now that they would have made the other shoe would have dropped on the Deontay Johnson trade and somebody would have been added that's a legit starting veteran wide receiver. I'm a little shocked that hasn't, but Omar's proven to be pretty, he'll take his time. He's not going to jump into things, and that's worked out well thus far. This class is awesome, though. It's almost a foregone conclusion that you can get wide receivers in the draft. Free agency shown us that the league is hesitant to pay tier 2, tier 3 receivers, even with draft capital or trade capital or salary cap, capabilities, but there's all shapes and sizes. There's ultimate star power at the top. There's 25 receivers that would probably be welcome additions to Steelers, in the top 4 rounds. It's that good. Yeah.
So if that's the case and those top 3 don't get to the Steelers and then Thomas and Mitchell might be of interest at 20. Let's say the Steelers stay at O-line or go cornerback. Who's a guy on day 2 that they might want to take a swing at?
There's tons, and that's a great group. We've seen the Steelers have a lot of success on day 2. I could probably give you a dozen names. My favorite ones are Ladd McConkey from Georgia, who probably doesn't get to their second round and isn't worth the 20th pick. So that's some of the issues here. I think Worthy will be in that neighborhood as well, where he's kind of in Steelers no man land. Mm-hmm. But my favorite ones are Ricky Pearsall from Florida, who isn't just a slot. He does everything well. Keon Coleman, who's a little bit slower but bigger. I think he's kind of a power slot, like what they wanted out of Allen Robinson, but much more agile, explosive than that version of Robinson. Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky.
Yeah, Malachi Corley, that's the name I keep hearing about. Can he make it to the 3rd round, or does he have to go in the 2nd?
He ran a 4.56, so that might help them get him in the 3rd, but I don't think speed is a problem. Like, these comparisons get crazy because, everyone's compared to Hall of Famers, but he's the Deebo Samuel comparison, where they'll throw him screens. He's really physical. He breaks tackles like a running back. He'd be a jet sweep guy, get the ball in his hands, developing route runner. I think he'd fit in great. I mean, he blocks, he's physical, he's nasty. So he's certainly a name to know. But boy, there's a lot of them in day two.
He's a big run after catch guy, right?
Yes, and a lot of it's broken tackles and running over corners. It's not just running away from people.
What about Pitt's guy, Bub Means?
Such a deep class, I don't think that helps his case. I think he's probably an outside the numbers, fifth round type. But what I've seen of him, I've been impressed. I mean, like, again, if they don't do anything in the veteran market and they use a second round pick on a guy like Corley or a true slot, maybe you'd throw him in the mix in, you know, middle of the last day.
Back to Coleman, 4.61 in the 40. He's not fast, but he's big. They seem to really value the size and blocking that Allen Robinson brought. Is Coleman a good enough blocker to play that role?
Not to that extreme, but he's a much better receiver too. Like, yes, he ran a 4.61, but his gauntlet drill and all the miles per hour stuff that they put on him is much better. So maybe he just doesn't run 40s particularly well, but he's got a basketball background. He's a go up and get it guy. I don't know that he'll even be there in the second round.
Okay, Matt, since we talked about tight ends and you said it was Brock Bowers and everybody else, who's the best of everyone else?
I would say the dude from Texas has a chance to be a second round pick as a somewhat of a field stretcher, but he's highly inconsistent. Man, Theo Johnson from Penn State's interesting, is just a size speed type of guy, but he doesn't change directions real suddenly. Ben Sinnott from Kansas State might be your use check type fullback, which I think Michael Pruitt is probably going to do here. They're okay. I mean, but overall, there's not a lot of dynamic players in this group.
Got it. Yeah. Not like last year, to be sure. Jatavion Sanders, by the way, the Texas tight end you were talking about before. Okay, that'll do it then for the pass catchers. Tomorrow, Matt and I will be back to look at the offensive line, which could be where the Steelers are leaning this whole time anyway. Tackles and centers. We'll talk about them tomorrow here in the Breakfast with Ben's pre-draft podcast on the Fans First Network, brought to you by Gerger Construction.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.